an issue of war and peace goes before the United Nations, they tend to accept his word, and it had tremendous consequences for the country.
Yeah, you did point out that editor and publisher did survey newspaper editorials before.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show. We're going to introduce to Radio Volta and AN listeners and the independent radio stations that broadcast the show in Washington State, Liz Bott, who is from WPRB, Princeton University, and soon, probably, hopefully, joining the family at RadioVolta.org. And we got a lot of stuff lined up and a lot of music. And we're going to start with the Electric Prunes. This track is called Wind Up Toys. Play.
We'll be right back.
Okay, going to play a song from that time period the media loves to call the 60s. The band is called the McCoys, and this is from a great retrospective CD called The Psychedelic Years, which I believe spans 1966 through 1968. It's Rick Derringer's original band, and this track is entitled Clergy Lies.
Communism! The legions of the devil are working day and night to pull you down, to suck you down into the chambers of the damned!
Thank you. right, what a lot of fucking places in your ass. You're under arrest. You don't know why. Creatures, creatures, creatures. You're gonna die. Right, what a lot of fucking places in your ass. Right, what a lot of fucking places in your ass.
Oh yeah, that's really good. You heard Toxic Reasons doing Riot Squad. Before that, the McCoys did Clergy Lies. Gang of Four did What We All Want. And started off with the Electric Prunes doing Wind Up Toys. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the morning and evenings, also Eastern East Coast Time, USA, as well as broadcasted on two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Seattle and one in Olympia. If you want to write to the Reverend, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And there's plenty of news, and we have a very special live guest. So get a couple of quick things out of the way, and then bring on Liz Bott. Next week on The Reverend Is In, we're going to focus on a October 7th action. I'm not sure if it's nationwide or if it's just in Philadelphia, but Not In Our Name and other anti-war groups and people opposed to the occupation in Iraq that is now about to cost an additional $87 billion. An additional $87 billion. There's an action in Philadelphia for Philadelphia area listeners on October 7th. It's a student walkout. And on October 7th, people are in Philadelphia are planning to walk out at 11 o'clock a.m. and converge at noon at City Hall until 12:30, and then a rally at 2 o'clock at Temple University, and this is from the Not In Our Name Youth Network. And next week we're going to do a extensive show, like pre-action show, and possibly with a Not In Our Name organizer as a live guest. And we'll try to cover the action as much as possible. In everlasting Godstopper news, she's doing two events, October 12th in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, presenting special guests from Americans United for the Separation of Church and State from AU.org. And on October 5th, an action in D.C. at the Supreme Court over the theocratic psychopath from Alabama, that Roy Moore guy who put the Ten Commandments in the state capitol. And all of these Christian supremacists are attracting even greater nuts not only religious zealots, but now that they have the Ku Klux Klan supporting them, so this issue is really bringing everybody out of the woodwork. And there's an action in D.C. on October 5th. And in Philadelphia, there's an interesting event called Illegal Art. Illegal Art is coming to Philadelphia. Free speech and artistic expression in the corporate age. October 3rd through November 2nd can be checked out at illegal-art.org. And the Reverend got two bits of mail this week for the for tonight's show. We're going to try to play them. Jim from the Nexus show at Radio Volta has put them on the computer, and they seem ready to play. One is from Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com. She did a collaborative track with Sister Mary Titwright. And our friend Ed Gold did a track from John Ashcroft, alias Ayatollah Ashcraft, as Dr. Susie would call him, doing his version of Let the Eagle Soar. But this guy recorded that going backwards. So I can't resist John Ashcroft backwards. So we'll try to play that later as well. And there's new exciting radio that is on, that comes out of Key West, Florida. A friend and book burner from Florida has sent this up via email. It's WKIZ Radio, which can be heard online, WKIZradio.com, serving the Caribbean and Cuba, and describes itself as, quote, subversive, radical, corporate-free, anti-religion, and anti-hate radio, end quote, supported by Personal Lap Dances and the Indoor Growers Association. So as soon as we hear that, we'll give them a review and keep you updated on radiokizradio.com. At the Roxy Theater in Philadelphia, more Philly news, at 2023 Samson Street, October 3rd through 9th, the Hip Hop Film Festival. This should be good. And they're online at hiphopfilmfestival.com. All right, one more plug. The climax of, oh gosh, here I go already. And we didn't even do the pledge. The climax of the Immigrant Workers Freedom Ride. And details about that is at IWFR.org. And we did get confirmation that Arnold Schwarzenegger did get egged in California. So thank you, person who did that. And a quote from that stellar intellect was something to the effect of, "This guy now owes me bacon." And thank you, person who sent that to me. I'm not making that up. Thank you to everybody who sent hilarious, and even some hateful but funny, feedback to last week's Cooking with Paul Hill show, in which we cooked and ate the body of executed anti-abortion terrorist Paul Hill. Your emails are very much appreciated. I can't even comment on them all on tonight's show, especially with the live guest here. But thank you for all that you've written. And I know I've said on the air and in the emailer sent out last week that there are leftovers in the refrigeration and freezer apparatuses at Philadelphia Independent Media Center. I feel funny even saying this, but that was a joke. Please do not bother them or ask them for a piece of Paul Hill or request any leftovers. I think I'm already sort of testing my standing by having said that there are pieces of a body here. There really is not. That was a joke. If you want a piece of Paul Hill or some of the leftovers, you'll have to email me and ask for it, as well as if you want to get the notoriously long playlist and show summary, write to me, quail at sjcdc.org, and we'll negotiate these kinds of things. Tonight, there was a scheduled live guest of from the Drug Policy Forum Tri-State, dpfts.org, Diane Fornbacher, who was a live guest in September 2001, as well as her female comedian friend. But I believe Diane is still on vacation, and so that show is going to be postponed for a future date, probably mid to late October, and will be scheduled around a possible live appearance by the Reverend's friend Hippie John, who is coming down for a visit very soon as well. However, we are very fortunate tonight to have a DJ from college radio, Princeton University in north or central New Jersey, WPRB FM. I don't know, you want to call it a punk show, do you?
Or, more or less, a combination of, it's a freeform show, some punk, some folk sometimes, a little bit of everything, some of my ranting and, you know, a theme every once in a while, makes up Double Plus Good, which is on Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. on Stereo 103.3 FM in Princeton, New Jersey.
That's great, and you just heard the live guest. Welcome, Liz Bott from WPRB, and probably soon to be broadcasting from RadioVolta.org, DJ as well. Welcome to The Reverend Is In.
Thank you very much.
And do you want to talk about your show, Double Plus Good, at WPRB, and what you've done so far, or any reflections about it?
Sure. Okay, well, the show has been on since the spring. I started in May and got myself acquainted with doing FM radio, which entails an awful lot of censorship, which is why I'm very pleased to be here at Volta tonight and hopefully in the future. I deal with FCC regulations, which are pretty strict and pretty gray. They involve saying nothing that is of prurient content, and nothing that might be incendiary and offend any person, you know, within the broadcasting range, which is pretty much all of the state of New Jersey, you know, southeastern Pennsylvania, Delaware, and bits of New York. So that's a tall order to fill. Pretty much I have to bite my tongue every week, and it's actually difficult to be here and not, you know, be in WPRB, like FCC regulation mode. Where I have to be extra careful, and a lot of things I can't play there, and a lot of things I can't say. So this is going to be fun. I'm going to like start to get my hands wet in uncensored radio, and hopefully I won't, you know, forget where I am, and you know, start to cuss and play anything I want at Princeton once I start Volta, if that does happen. Yeah, I look forward to this, and. Again, my show is now on Wednesdays, was on Friday afternoons, now Wednesdays, 3 to 5 p.m. A little bit of everything. I try to do a theme sometimes. Sometimes I just, you know, wing it and listen to my listeners' feedback. They call at 103.3 FM at 609-258-1033, and they email. My show for the website for my show is kind of not updated right now as I'm experiencing computer troubles, but you can always check that out at long address www.lizbot.blogspot.com and give me some feedback, you know, ask about the songs I've played. On the net, yes, PRB is on the net at www.wprb.com. Streaming on Real Player and streaming on Windows Media as well. And that's about all I have to say about that right now, I guess. Hand it over to Reverend Bookburn.
Okay, well, you brought up an interesting point, which is that you're going to have to switch hats, because on the one hand, you'll be broadcasting freely on independent and internet radio, and then you're going to have to take off your obscene Liz Bott hat and go back to the limitations of FM and FCC regulations. And I can tell you that it's hard, not just on FM, but it's hard to take off internet broadcaster hat anywhere after a while, because you start walking around acting like you're the radio character, etc. So you're going to have to be mindful of each hat that you wear. Do you want to discuss your musical history, your tastes, who you like, who's exciting now, who's exciting before? Musically.
Okay, gosh. Well, it's difficult to sum up, and I suppose I have a kind of a mixed sort of. I like pretty much. I limit myself of no genre, so you know, the show being freeform, you can find some jazz and, you know, free jazz and folk and hell, Brazilian tropicália and punk and, you know, all these things kind of mashed together, and, you know, I hope I try to make it into some sort of cohesive, like, non abrasive, but, you know, kind of, you know, link the folk songs with the punk songs and et cetera, et cetera. I've done tributes to Ewan McCall, and I've done tributes to Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie. Sometimes I will do an entire hardcore show. Sometimes I still have to mix in a certain rotation that WPRB requires, so that's about a third of my show. So never can I do a full themed show, which I look forward to doing at Volta, because that takes up a good third of my show at least, with rotation that's required of all the PRB DJs, which is kind of standard for you know, FM radio like PRB. So this is going to be fun at Volta. But yes, I play. I have sort of a mixed history. I've done, raised on a lot of Irish music. have Irish American parents who, you know, played an awful lot of the Black Family and, you know, a lot of music, forced to take Irish step dancing lessons and whatnot. So I have to say that actually that stuff really influenced me, and I'll find music that is, you know, actually, you know, punk or hardcore, but will sound like it has been, you know, it was influenced by Irish music, or I see connections to it. One show that I was at recently was at the First Unitarian Church in Philly, and it was a show with Lightning Bolt, which is known for its high energy, kind of crazy, like, freak out hardcore punk stuff, but sounds an awful lot like, you know, hard fiddle music or music from Cape Breton and Ireland. So I like to, you know, make those connections on my show. And, you know, I draw from that, like, folky history I have, kind of a folky in my, like, high school years. But bring in all sorts of other elements to, don't know what bands really. I like an awful lot of everything right now, and I'm trying to get my hands wet on recording bands for my show in the studios at Princeton, and then rebroadcasting and putting that stuff into the rotation. Bands that I hope to play with in the future, I hope to record, are Need New Body and possibly The Lilies, which sort of harkens back to early 60s sort of mod rock. A lot of their influences are 1960s early mod bands, and you know, a couple other families, a couple other songs, her band, sorry, Black Coitus Family, which is a side project of Need New Body, some interesting stuff, and possibly some jazz, black, there's James Blood Ulmer is a saxophone or a drummer and a guitarist in Philly who I'd like to record in the future and have been in contact with. So, you know, these are some of the things that you can look forward to on W Plus Good this fall. And, yeah.
I noticed that the Lizbot emailer, that in addition to a quote from Noam Chomsky, you also had a quote from Letitia Sadier from The Surreal Chemist. Do you remember that quote or anything about that text? I guess it's a book.
Actually, it's from a song called Surreal Chemist. I believe it's on the album Pang, if I remember correctly, which came out in the early 90s. It's true life embodying pleasure, principle's noblest triumph over the cowering mendacity of bourgeois Christian civilization. And I think that pretty much that pretty much says a lot. I think that speaks for itself. raised not strictly Catholic, I should say, but raised with a religious background that I've since, rejected. And that pretty much summed up my feelings. I saw that, song and felt like it spoke to me. And Letitia Sadier has some great, great, lyrics that, I've quoted from before. That one is my quote for now. Also a Chomsky quote that, something to the effect of, the terrorists, if you're a terrorist and you support terrorism, then it's the use of the word terrorist, but now I'm not remembering it, I'm blanking, so
I think I do remember it. The use of the word terrorist is like the old use of the word communist, which is like it could be tagged to anybody who criticizes the administration and saying you're supporting these evil people, etc.
Harkening back to McCarthyism and, so on and so forth.
Right, witch hunting. Well, speaking of pleasure and self-liberation, like the Letitia song, on The Reverend Is In, a lot of daring guests have agreed to take the self-liberation pledge, which is a kind of an alternative to the American Christian Taliban and Reverend Moon's abstinence pledges that go around schools and youth groups and all kinds of different circles. Do you think you are game for the self-liberation pledge and its celebration song?
I think that I'm ready for this. I'm prepared. Yes.
All right. We have another live guest who consents to the self-liberation pledge. And at one point, this is a repeat after the Reverend thing. So we'll get started and then we'll play a post celebration song and then get back to more music. This is Reverend Book Burn's alternative to the American Christian Taliban's and Reverend Moon's abstinence pledges. It is for sexually active people or those who wish they were. This pledge is for sex positives of all orientations and lifestyles. The Reverend has a dream and envisions all sex positive dancers, sex workers, swingers, adult film stars, transgendered people, bikers, hippies, punks, squatters, abusers, rock and rollers, hip hoppers, activists of any kind, and anyone who values or enjoys freedom and justice to take this pledge and actively resist theocracy and the loss of their rights. The Self-Liberation Pledge. Repeat after the Reverend. Name. I,
Liz,
hereby free myself
from the restrictions and imposed guilt. I'm not repeating, am I?
That's okay. From any and all religious dictatorship.
From any and all religious dictatorship.
I hereby declare myself free to love.
I hereby declare myself free to love.
And be sexual with any person or persons I choose.
And be sexual with any person or persons I choose.
Who are fully grown and not in a coma.
Who are fully grown and not in a coma.
As long as it is consensual.
As long as it is consensual.
What I do for work or pleasure is my business.
What I do for work or pleasure is my business.
And does not define my personhood.
And does not define my personhood.
I am now free to fully express myself sexually.
I am now free to fully express myself sexually.
So long as I do not lie or hurt anyone else.
So long as I do not lie or hurt anyone else.
I am free to be sexual with as many partners as I choose.
I am free to be sexual with as many partners as I choose.
As long as I am open about it.
As long as I am open about it.
I shall no longer feel one bit of guilt.
I shall no longer feel one bit of guilt.
For the delightful pleasure of masturbation.
For the delightful pleasure of masturbation.
I am free to explode and scream with orgasmic pleasure.
I am free to explode and scream with orgasmic pleasure.
I am not a bad person for this.
I am not a bad person for this.
The people in government.
The people in government.
Fascistic clergy.
Fascistic clergy.
Multinational corporations.
multinational corporations.
Hate groups.
Hate groups.
Hypocrites.
Hypocrites.
And scapegoaters.
And scapegoaters.
Are the true assholes of the world.
Are the true assholes of the world.
I am now ready.
I am now ready.
For a special celebration.
For a special celebration.
Of my guilt-free self-liberation pledge.
Of my guilt-free self-liberation pledge.
All right. You heard it. And now the celebration song, which is by Two Live Crew. So get ready to celebrate. I guess you'll need at least one hand free if you're home alone with your computer. And even though it's not one of the hotter songs we often play, the band is Two Live Crew, and this is called Band in the USA. Go, Lord, to make this machine work.
Government of the people, for the people, by the people.
Earlier today, a Broward County appellate court judge has upheld a previous ruling to ban the sale of Miami rap group The Two Live Crew's double platinum album, Nasty As They Wanna Be, in Broward County.
We think it's the banning of free speech. The First Amendment protects material, presumptively.
We don't talk about harassing and sexually brutalizing women in my music, man. We don't do that in my music, man. I'm tired of you saying that.
We've got white dollar people trying to grab our side, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we were poor, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die, for us to have our ancestors died. Don't keep thinking that we will quit, we'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say, we won't be banned in the USA.
Are. Well, I've been a drag racer on LSD. Hey, I rode their ass on top of the thing. I even had a gorilla on the slope to kiss me. And man, that was fun for a while, you bet. But the teeny girl with machine guns, the teeny girl with machine guns, all this stuff will kill you if the load is fun. The teeny girl with machine guns. Well, I think there's many foreign kinds of death. I could intoxicated till I can't tell what the hell I can see. Head all the violence and liquor within close reach. But a whole bar still can freeway lead me back to the beach. And I'm bikini girls with machine guns. Bikini girls with machine guns. Oh, if I will kill ya, it's a moment with fun.
Everyone in life should have a mission. Making people happy is the height of my ambition. And when I get them happy, well, they stay in that condition. I have a system all my own. I got a lot of what I got. And what I got's all mine. And I assure you, I can cure you if you're feeling blue. Come up and sing me sometime. I got a flat where you can hang your hat. I got a brand new line. Maybe you would like me to switch, explain it all to you. Come up and sing me sometime. Come up tonight. I think the paper said the moon will be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all letters that tall that you'll be falling for me. 'Cause I'm free and you appeal to me. How could it be a crime? My number, well, my number's in the book. Come up and see me. fun.
Okay, you heard Anti-Flag doing Anatomy of Your Enemy. Before that, Mae West did Come Up and See Me Sometime. The Cramps did Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. And started off with Two Live Crew doing Band in the USA. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. And tonight, live guest Liz Bott from WPRB, WPRB.org. And hopefully very soon, RadioVolta.org as well. And in addition to your music DJing and musical projects, you also are involved in the Philadelphia area efforts of Food Not Bombs. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. There's two Food Not Bombs operating in Philadelphia. If the West Philly Food Not Bombs is still in operation, as I think last I heard it is. I am involved with Center City Food Not Bombs, which sets up two nights a week in the park across from the Moore College of Art, and across from between Logan Circle and the Academy of Natural Sciences. There's basically the mission statement of Food Not Bombs, for those who are not familiar, is that all people deserve to eat, whether they have an address or not, whether they are currently squatting somewhere, whether they're homeless, whether they're out of a job. You can come to Food Not Bombs if you're homeless, if you're not, you know, if you just, you know, need a good cooked, fresh cooked meal that's made out of food that's healthy, which is key to Food Not Bombs, because most of our food is vegetarian. Actually, all of our food is vegetarian, and a lot of times it's vegan, which, you know, we're not actually necessarily promoting. We promote healthy food for people that need it. We don't preach a religion when we give out food. We don't preach veganism either, per se. And if people give us donations of food, we are perfectly willing to be vegan and accept all sorts of food. We do pickups from the Whole Foods in Center City on South Street two nights a week, and they're nice enough to generate a lot of their usual waste, because there's a hell of a lot of waste that gets tossed out of our supermarkets every night, as I found out from doing these pickups. We get a lot of bread that gets tossed, and a good number of vegetables. Thankfully, about, you know, from 50 to 100% of them are usually not rotten, which is great. Sometimes we get a whole box of rotten food. The house that we operate out of has a lot of squalor at all times, and rotted peaches and you know, vegetables all over the place. But generally, our you know, our donations from Whole Foods are great, and they help us a lot. With the Food Not Bombs that is on Sunday afternoons is meets at 3:30 in the afternoon at that location in the park across from Logan Circle, and we're quite visible. We have generally, you know, anywhere from 30 to 100 people show up to eat. And on Monday nights, we're there at 7:30 p.m. in a different park right in that location across the street from the public library. There's a lot of homeless people that sleep in the parks in that area and on the benches and in Logan Circle. And we have a lot of regulars and new people every week that pass through Philly and are traveling. And, you know, it's good to, like, talk to the same people every week. It's kind of a communal thing. We're totally friendly. You can always come out and talk to us. You can get involved if you want. There's no pressure if you don't want to get involved every week, but we're always taking new people to help out. And our the house that we operate out of, we have an address that you can subscribe to the listserv. That is, you can go to NP, as in North Philadelphia, FNB, as in Food Not Bombs, at list.riseup.net, and you can subscribe to our mailing list, and this gives you upcoming events. Sometimes we have a fundraiser for Food Not Bombs. We operate entirely out of food donations and occasionally cash donations from people who come upon us and are, you know, generous enough to donate. And occasionally we have shows. The house that it operates out of is called Cobra House, and we have shows that are right now about once every 3 months. Hopefully they'll pick up. And if you want to see Cobra Show listings, you can go to cobrashows@bust.com. That's BUST.com. We've had a couple shows in the past, and we hope to have some more in our basement. And hopefully the neighbors won't complain like they did last time. We're working on soundproofing that basement, and the people who live at Cobra and are Cobra-affiliated have been working hard to, you know, gather together some funds to do that. But in the meantime, you can always show up and help out. And also involved with the Wooden Shoe bookstore, which, for those who are not familiar, is an anarchist bookstore and info shop on 508 South 4th Street, rather South 5th Street, right off of South Street, between South and Lombard. And, you know, great, great source of anarchist literature and radical history in Philadelphia. Music and, you know, pamphlets, zines, you know, just a lot of great stuff. We have, like, independent hip-hop, and, you know, you can consign, you know, all sorts of stuff. Music, books, zines, homemade jewelry, like, patches, anything, you know. You can stop in and open a consignment account, and we will most likely sell it. And that is a non-profit bookstore, so that all goes back to helping the Shoe maintain its stock and exist at that location and, you know, be a resource for the community, which I think that location is a great location to have. It's been there for 6 years. Previously, it's a 26-year-old bookstore that was previously farther in around 19th Street, I believe. I've been involved for the last about 3 years. You know, the new location kind of gets a lot of people that walk in that don't otherwise read that sort of stuff or didn't realize that, you know, there was a anarchist bookstore in Philly, and they come in, they look at our outrageous displays often in the window, and they're like, what are these people about? And we have all sorts of, you know, school teachers and, you know, yeah, curious passersby that come in and window shop. And it's great because we're not just preaching to the choir, and we get a good number of, you know, I've talked to, like, kids that want to do book reports that came in there and, you know, got all sorts of great stuff. And, yeah, it's a great resource in Philly. You know, that's another place where, you know, I'm sure a lot of Bookburn listeners are familiar with it, but, you know, it's a store where you can... It's fully volunteer-run, and you can volunteer, you know, for one day a month or, you know, one day a week, and get as involved as you want to, depending, you know, and you can always walk in and ask about staffing at the Wooden Shoe. And, yep, and I should give you their number as well. They are, if I remember off the top of my head, 215, let's see here, well, 413-0999. You can always give a call and find out what is at the Shoe currently and find your hard-to-find literature from Left Bank Books and AK Press and whatnot.
Great. Okay, we'll play some more music and then talk with Liz Bott some more. Let's see, a couple quick plugs. This is from France. So hello, European bookburners, and thank you for providing the Bush regime card deck, the 52 most dangerous American dignitaries. This is from, wow, RousseauVoltaire.net, RESEAUVOLTAIRE. ResaVoltaire.net/BushRegimeDeck.html, and that'll go out on the playlist and show summary to the mailing list. And we'll get that here, so you'll hear about it when it comes here. And BushRecall.org. News from Scott Johnston, who put on the Peekaboo Review shows in Philadelphia. There's a movie called Glass Camouflage that's being filmed in Philadelphia and South Jersey. Glass Camouflage, a simple tale of love, punk rock, and racism. And we'll get details as it unfolds about that movie as it progresses. Before we forget, we'll talk about Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com. Her last guest was Gaius Publius from counterpunch.org. That sounds like a character from Monty Python's Life of Brian, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Gaius Publius from counterpunch.org, live guest last night, as well as Erica Annenberg of eGlass and Tracy Isaacs. And if you go to drsusanblatt.com, you can go to shows upcoming for her next guests, Radio Susie TV for the latest show and pictures, What's New and Terror Journals to read her great editorial, Extreme Ass Craft, about Ayatollah Ass Craft, who can't be bothered with the anti-abortion terrorists who have been making threats for the past month since the execution of Paul Hill, talking exactly like Al-Qaeda and bin Laden, ignoring them entirely, and doing stupid bullshit prosecutions like the Extreme Video Company. Her editorial, Extreme Ashcroft, is there, as well as the Reverend's response letter on the link to Patriot Letters in the right margin. And Cheryl Miller's memorial is still happening in Washington, D.C., CherylDCMemorial.org. The Philadelphia AIDS Walk is coming, AIDSWalkPhilly.org, and there will be a Radio Volta table at this year's, thanks to DJ Cindy from Wednesday Night Shows. Kinetic Energies. Okay, enough plugging for now. If we have time, we'll do Asshole of the Week and get as much in as possible. We're going to go back in time to the late 70s and early 80s, the first wave of punk, when there were series of benefits and festivals under the banner Rock Against Racism, and subsequently there was an album released called Rock Against Racism's Greatest Hits, and this is from that album. This is by the members, and it's about a censorship, Falwellian, FCC kind of entity in England called the GLC. This is the members doing a song entitled GLC. Lord, make this machine work. We pray for thee.
Yeah. civilization anymore. We have a state of barbarism, a state of barbarism in which we are daily, hourly, threatening the annihilation of our fellow citizens.
We're looking for a better world. But what do we see? Poverty, hatred, and misery. So much money spent on war when so many on this earth are so helplessly poor. The unelected president.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your homes. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your homes. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone who fails to display the required embossed black velvet Mexican painting of Alexander Haig on their living room wall will be shot. Cameras and surveillance equipment will be posted on all lampposts and streetlights. Anyone failing to attend required worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your homes. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
There is a warning on the album cover explaining the foldout may be offensive to some people. Still, the Los Angeles city attorney says that's not enough.
I think that this is a cost-effective way of sending out the message to those people who wish to profiteer off the distribution of harmful matter to minors, that we're not going to look the other way and that we're going to prosecute.
Ladies, gentlemen, and potato chip bags, good afternoon, and welcome to the Mild Kingdom.
Someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette, to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette, with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails
Okay, we're going to try our luck with the computer. We have tracks by Ms. Terry, collaborated with Sister Mary Titwright, and Ed Gold, who did Ayatollah Ashcraft Backwards, Let the Eagle Soar. So let us see if we can get this stuff to work.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
A very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Well, that'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a good one. Sunday, September 28, 2003 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Seattle and one in Olympia. We have no runners-up, so we'll get right to Asshole of the Week. Asshole of the Week is Father David Troesch of Life Enterprises Unlimited, a defrocked priest and an advocate of justifiable homicide against all people who are in any way connected to reproductive health care services, doctors who provide abortions, and anyone who shows up at a clinic. Friend and supporter of the late and now eaten Paul Hill. Are you hissing? My guest is hissing. And issuing statements in September about how the execution of anti-abortion terrorist Paul Hill warrants holy war, retribution, punishing of the nation, escalation of terrorism and killing, and further jihad. Father David Troesch of Alabama, of Life Enterprises Unlimited, you are Asshole of the Week. I have really heard enough of those sounds.
Yeah, I think so. He's got his point across.
Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Her new track would not play on this machine, the one she collaborated with Sister Mary Titwright. So we played Dr. Laura Hoare, her old classic. Before that, Bookburner Ed Gold sent Ayatollah Ashcraft's Let the Eagle Soar, but played backwards. As a great parody, and we'll be playing that again, I'm sure. Spike Jones did Cocktails for Two, Jello Biafra from his first spoken word CD called No More Cocoons, did a track entitled Message from Our Sponsor from AlternativeTentacles.com, and please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys on labels other than Alternative Tentacles. Before that, from the peace-not-war.org double benefit CD compilation, you heard a recent track by Crass with special guest E.P. Thompson doing a track entitled The Unelected President. Galaxy 500 did Cheese and Onions from the Tribute to the Ruddles CD and started off with The Members from the Rock Against Racism Greatest Hits album doing a track entitled GLC. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Introduction to Liz Butt, from WPRB.org, Princeton University. I'm sorry, WPRB.com from Princeton, New Jersey, Princeton University, and hopefully very soon Radio Volta as well as person involved with Food Not Bombs, Philadelphia, and Wooden Shoe Books and Records. And did we forget anything?
I believe that just about covers it, yes. I'd like to mention that also, you know, the Wooden Shoe can be found tabling in various events around Philly. Usually if there's a show at the First Unitarian Church, you can find the Wooden Shoe there, selling pamphlets and books and whatnot. And various events around the city, actions and protests and such. Keep an eye out for the Wooden Shoe. And I believe that's about it.
Okay, and we did most of the plugs. So, let's see. A few more plugs, and then we'll play a song from the only, in the Reverend's opinion, decent tribute CD to the Stones. From MichaelMoore.com, Michael M-O-O-R-E, MichaelMoore.com, a promo for his new forthcoming book entitled Dude, Where's My Country? With a hilarious graphic you'll want to email to everyone you know. Has Michael Moore toppling a statue of George W. Numbnuts Bush right on the website. That's a classic. And you can get Paul Krasner's books and CDs, including his latest book, at Paul Krasner, Paul K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com. And you can read his Zen Bastard column at New York Press, which is online, nypress.com. Renee Bryant from All or Nothing HC Band is on tour now, and you can see them near you by checking out their tour schedule at ontherag.net. The Reverend's friends Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and David Rovics are all at everreviledrecords.com. And the Reverend's friend Dark Lady is at darklady.com. Emergency contraception information at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. Civil liberties information at aclu.org. And if you missed the show last week, we are sending thoughts of peace and healing and comfort to everyone who ever knew Claire Clay, who had a show up until a year ago at Radio Volta and who passed away within the last couple of weeks. To love and support to all who knew her from any circles of people, and hang strong and support from the show. From subcity.net, you can not only get information on the Plea for Peace and Take Action tours, you can also support the helpline that they are supporting, National Helpline, which helps people with depression and suicidality. And you can call them toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-800-SUICIDE. To support T.L. and Susie Wall, the married couple charged with prostitution, for their sexual techniques workshops for consenting people who go to these seminars, or to check out their video line, including an erotic version of Star Wars called Stop the Wars, you can go to VideoAlt, VideoAlt.com. And this came this week, too. There's a case of a guy in California, an anti-war activist, who is getting set up on some kind of stupid, ridiculous, trumped-up charge. He's an activist in California, and when there's details about this, I'll let them be known, and hopefully a whole lot of people can be sent there to counter this. And, of course, anything of this nature that you know of, you can report at Stop Police Abuse, which is at policeabuse.com. All right, shall we play another song?
I think that's a good idea.
All right, this is from the only decent Stones tribute CD. This is by The Family Cat from the Stoned Again, a tribute to the Stones CD. This is Family Cat's version of Rocks Off. I don't know. Okay. You heard the Family Cat doing Rocks Off from the Tribute to the Stones CD. And we're going to play an Allen Ginsberg track in a minute. And I want to thank Liz Bott from WPRB and hopefully real soon Radio Volta for coming. Thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous.
No, it's been fun. Getting my feet wet here in Volta. I'd like to, restate my show on Wednesdays from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard. You can listen online anywhere streaming in the U.S. and abroad at www.wprb.com with your Real Player or Windows Media. Look forward to a season of freeform DJing, focusing on Philly bands often, and a little bit of everything. And again, Food Not Bombs, if you'd like to get involved with the Center City operation of Food Not Bombs, we are operating on Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. Until we run out of food, which is generally around 5, and you can find us in the parks at across from Logan Circle, between Logan Circle and between the fountain in Logan Circle and the Academy of Natural Sciences, and on Monday nights from 7:30 on until we run out of food, 7:30 p.m. We have lots of fresh, lots of fresh vegetables, fresh cooked stuff that, often is not available in the church basements, where there's often hot dogs and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and that's about it. So you can always stop by, eat, or bring some food yourself and help feed people. And if I'm not there, and I'm not there every week, there's a lot of people that are involved. Definitely, we can always take new people to help out, and you can come whenever you can. There's no, bloodletting or contracts to sign, and we're open to new people. Bring whatever you can, and or just bring yourselves and help serve. And again, Wooden Shoe, 508 South 5th Street, between South and Lombard. And always stop by and check out the literature that is available at the Wooden Shoe. And I think that's about it. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. It was a delight to have you on the show. I hope you come back here again, besides doing your own show, which will hopefully start soon. And next week, we will probably have a guest from Not In Our Name to talk about the October 7th action, which is at 11:30 a.m., walk out, and then converge at City Hall at 12 noon, and then rally at Temple University at 2 p.m., October 7th. And we'll make that the theme, whether we get a Not In Our Name person to talk about it or not. And we'll give the thank yous, the Reverend thanks, the following for information, assistance, emails, parodies, or just general inspiration to the following for tonight's show. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, The Secret Chimp, Maggie, The Brave Drinker with the Big Truck, Allison, Liz Marks, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, and Brazilian Bookburners, DJs, Cindy and Jim Nexus of Radio Volta, Scott Johnston and Diva DeVille from The Glass. Oh, what is that movie called again? The forthcoming Glass Camouflage movie and the Peekaboo Review. Mr. Z, Dark Lady and her new honey, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, the Coffee Goddesses, Mother Therese, Lauren, Ed Gold, Dia Side, Renee Bryant, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie's Show and Elegant Angel Video, Jennifer Hunter, Dark Lady and Her New Honey, I said that. Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, everyone from Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter from Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, and for surviving the tragic loss of Claire Clay. the two Washington stations that broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, and most of all, oh, and all clinic defenders, of course, for facing the American Christian Taliban and related terrorists, Liz Marks, and most of all, to my very special live guest, Liz Butt. Thank you again for coming. It was such a delight to have you.
It's been fun. Thanks for having me. I feel initiated into Volta now.
Yes, you will broadcast with freedom when you are here.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Shall we play Allen Ginsberg before we lose the AN listeners?
That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Allen Ginsberg did a long epic poem in the late 70s, and then slightly later in the late 70s, he recorded the same poem put to music by a first wave punk band from Colorado called the Gluons. So this is the musical version of Allen Ginsberg's Bird Brain, backed by the Gluons. Play.
The world. Bird brain is the ultimate product of capitalism. Bird brain, chief bureaucrat of Russia, yawning. Bird brain ran FBI 30 years, appointed by FDR, and never chased Cosa Nostra. Bird brain apportioned wheat to be burned. Keep prices up on the world's markets. Bird brain lends money to developing nation police states through the World Bank. Bird brain offers brain transplants in Switzerland. Bird brain wakes up in the middle of the night and arranges his sheets. I am Bird Brain. I rule Russia, Yugoslavia, England, Poland, Argentina, United States, El Salvador. Bird brain multiplies in Russia, China, and the United States. Bird brain inhabits Stalin's corpse inside the Kremlin wall. Bird brain dictates petrochemical agriculture in Africa's desert regions. Bird brain lowers North California's water table, sucking it up for Orange County agribusiness banks. Bird brain clubs baby harp seals and wears their coats to Paris. Bird brain runs the Pentagon, his brother runs the CIA, fat ass bucks. Bird brain writes and edits Time, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, Pravda, Izvestia. Bird brain is Premier, Premier, Commissar, Chairman, Commissar, Senator, Chairman. Bird brain prepares Wonder Bread with refined white flour. Bird brain sold slaves, sugar, tobacco, alcohol. Bird brain sent 20 million intellectuals and Jews to Siberia. 15 million never got back to the Straight Door Cafe. Wore a mustache and ran Germany on amphetamines the last year of World War II. Bird brain conceived the final solution to the Jewish problem of Europe. Bird brain carried it out in gas chambers. Bird brain borrowed Lucky Luciano, the mafia, from jail to secure Sicily for U.S. Bird brain against the Reds. Manufactured guns in the Holy Land and sold them to white boys in South Africa. Bird brain supplied helicopters to Central American generals to kill a lot of restless Indians encourage a favorable business climate. He began a war of terror against Israeli Jews. Sent Zionist planes to shoot Palestinian huts near Beirut. Bert Brain outlawed opiates on the world market. Bert Brain formed the black market in opium. Bert Brain's father shot Skag in the hallways of the Lower East Side of New York. Organized Operation Condor to spray poison fumes on the marijuana fields of Sonora. Bert Brain got sick in Harvard Square from smoking Mexican grass. Bert Brain arrived in Europe to conquer cockroaches with propaganda. Bert Brain became a great international poet and went around the world praising the glories of Bert Brain. I declare Bert Brain to be victor in the poetry contest. He built the World Trade Center on New York Harbor without regard where the toilets emptied. He began jumping down the Amazon rainforest to build a wood pulp factory on the riverbank. Bert Brain in Iraq attacked Bert Brain in Iran. Bert Brain in Belfast throws bombs at his mother's ass. Bert Brain wrote Das Kapital, authored the Bible, penned the Wealth of Nations. Bert Brain, humanity, he built the rainbow room on top of Rockefeller Center so we could dance. He invented the theory of relativity so Rockwell Corporation could make neutron bombs and rocket flats in Colorado. Bert Brain's gonna see how long he can go without coming. Bert Brain thinks his dongs will grow big that way.
Bert Brain found out he was a Buddha by meditating.
Bert Brain's afraid he's gonna blow up the planet, so he built this rocket to get away. So he sang this note to be immortal.
Kind of bummed because I'm missing right now, even as we speak, my favorite cultural train wreck, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I'm like a rubbernecker, man. Every night it's the crash of fucking metal when that show starts. Me and my friends have a little office pool wondering exactly which episode and which guest is going to be on the night Jay finally puts a 9mm in his mouth and blows his Dorito shilling head off his fucking body. I think it's going to be Joey Lawrence from the show Blossom. Other of my friends beg to differ and think Patrick Duffy a more likely culprit.
So, hi everyone. Welcome to the show. Tonight we have Joey Lawrence. Hi, Joey. How are you? It's good to see you again. Boy, it was always my comedic dream to be 44 years old and interviewing a little Tony Danza wannabe every 3 months. Boy, I'm fulfilled as a human spiritually. So anyway, Joey, you're 16 now? You're 15 years old?
Yeah.
That's great, you're 16. You got a license? You driving?
Yeah.
That's great, you're 16, got a license.
You got a car? Yeah.
You got a girlfriend? You dating somebody? Anybody special?
Yeah, no, well, she thinks so, I don't.
Good God, what have I done with my life?
His brain splew out, forming an NBC peacock on the wall behind him. Because he's a company man to the bitter fucking end. And it all started when he did the Doritos commercial. Here's the deal, folks. You do a commercial, you're off the artistic roll call forever. End of story. Okay? You're another corporate fucking shill. You're another whore at the capitalist gangbang. And if you do a commercial, there's a price on your head. Everything you say is suspect, and every word that comes out of your mouth is now like a turd falling into my drink. Selling Doritos on fucking TV. What a fucking whore. And not even when he needed the money either. You know, if you're a young actor, okay, I'll look the other way. But guy, you know, makes $3 million a year. He decides to hawk Doritos to make more money. You don't got enough money, you fucking whore? You got to sell snacks to fucking bovine America now?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember where I was when I was funny? Eat Doritos. They're good.
Satan, fucking him in the ass on national TV.
They're good and crispy. Here, Satan, try the nacho-flavored ones.
Cool and flavorful.
Tonight on the show, we have Joey Lawrence and Patrick Duffy.
Yes, tonight's the night! Fuck, if that was his lineup, he'd use an Uzi in his mouth. Just chewing fucking lead.
What have I done with my fucking life? I used to be funny!
The Hulk could change his clips!
He's a fucking blood sprinkler!
The next night, ba-dum-bum-ba-da, bum-bum-ba-da. Ed, did you enjoy your vacation? You are correct, sir. Doc, that's a really nice red coat. Is that the color of it, or is that Jay's brains?
He's just jealous because he's never been on the show.
You're so right. Do a commercial, you're off the artistic roll call. Every word you say is suspect. You're a corporate whore, and end of story. And yes, I have...
This car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. What's greased lightning?
Greased lightning.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.